Hey, somebody go get Ken. We about to start the show.
Over better days coming over. I see a boy, I feel like Uber's gone. Ready to bust the chrome and finishing it all. Let me tell you, boy, I give your pain to Jehovah. If you're high, you're sober. Better days coming over. I see a boy dressed in all black. Ready to attack any unknown cat.
You're listening to the Ken Hodge Postal Podcast.
I see a boy, your mama on yak. Pops ain't come back. Situation there too, Jack. Look here, boy, I've been there too. God wanna use you to stop your family at you.
Robert Jordan, man love, and you are so missed. Rest in peace, my brother.
G-O-D got the key. Best believe me, he'll set you free. I see a boy, strength of die.
Good day, podcast audience. This is your guy, Ken Hodge, and welcome to what I call the Kenny Hodge Experience, KHP, podcast for postal people. I want you all to see the nonsense that takes place up north and in the south. But on this podcast, I'm going to tell you what it's all about. Stick with me. I won't lose you on the turn, but I'll show you if you open your mind, there's so much more we can all learn. 1, 2, 1, 2. And I say 1, 2. Hey, good morning, podcast audience. Yeah, this is your guy. I just want to take a moment today, very short podcast, but it's going to be a very definitive podcast. We're going to talk about the enigma, the newly created position in the post office, and I'm being very cynical, the unassigned regular. And again, as I speak to you, I'm going to be filling you with 38 years of postal experience while we talk. The unassigned regular is not a position that the post office desires to have in large numbers like we have right now. There are many reasons why it was done in the manner in it was done, but that would take you back over the past 10 years. So nonetheless, here we are, and mail handlers, we've got this, we've got a position right now called unassigned regulars, and the reason the number of unassigned regulars are so large is that the post office for years have not been doing due diligence with hiring employees or maintaining bids. So because they've taken way more than they've given back, now they made an agreement that if you will allow management to maintain an excessive number of Christmas casuals or temporary help, they will convert X number of MHAs to career status. And I have to say, I was not at that table when that deal was brokered, nor should I have been, but apparently our union was satisfied on the national level with the numbers and the agreement, so here we are. But you got to understand something. That's a particular category, and I want to say it is not, I say again, it is not being managed properly in Columbus, Ohio. And if it's not being done in Columbus, Ohio, I am willing to bet you most of the post office is not managing that position properly. Now, let me say to the unassigned regular mail handlers, understand, Brother Kenny Hodge has got nothing but love for you, but we're talking contract. You got to understand that, because some of what I'm about to say will probably not land very palatable on your taste buds. But I need you to understand that this is contract, or again, my interpretation of contract, so we can have dialogue. Now, that unassigned regular, first of all, I got to take a step back before we kick this football. I was opposed as a dues-paying member, no more, no less. I was definitely opposed to the manner in which that took place. And when I say that, I'm speaking directly to Columbus, Ohio right now, when they converted those 75 MHAs to regulars. I was not in line with the manner that it happened. And what I mean by that was, if you will remember, and I can bring the podcast back up because I'm sure I did several. If you will remember, when they offered or suggested that they were going to create, they being Columbus Postal Management, that they were going to create 75 jobs that they were going to put on a test period for, I think it was 6 weeks, and they assured your union, and your union conveyed that information to the members. They assured them that in these 6 weeks, those 75 jobs that you were in a cooperative state allowed them to put up, not as bids, would be converted to bids. Now, I want to tell you this because I need to remind you. Now, for the purpose of my conversation today, I need you to understand three different categories of job positions or bid assignments for the purpose of this conversation. And I want you to know I'm going to be referencing our national agreement, Article 12.3, and I'm going to be researching from our contract interpretation manual. Now, first I want you to hold on to these three definitions of job assignments. You've got a full-time assignment for bid. That is no more than the jobs that go up on the bid sheets in your office. In other words, it's a full-time duty assignment, and it is eligible to be bidded on by regular mail handlers. The second position I want to refamiliarize you with is the residual vacancy. Now, that residual vacancy, if you go to Article 12.2, D9, it will define a residual vacancy as a bid or vacancy that went through the bidding procedure and at the completion of the volunteer bidding process, a bid that is not claimed is considered a residual vacancy. And the last assignments, last vacancy I want to look at for the purpose of this podcast is Article 12.3 B11 speaks of a vacant assignment. Now, I got to be truthful with you. My understanding of that vacant assignment is any assignment that has went through or has been through the process of bidding and has not been bidded upon. So that's my understanding, and I welcome feedback. Let's get started with Article B11. And again, our subject is the unassigned regular. Article B11 says, an unassigned full-time employee may bid on full-time duty assignments posted for bid by employees in the mail handler craft. An unassigned full-time employee may be assigned to any vacant duty position. Such employee shall be given a choice if more than one vacant assignment is available. When the number of unassigned full-time employees exceed the number of residual vacant duty assignments, the senior unassigned employee may elect to remain unassigned, provided that an unassigned regular making this election is not the only unassigned who can fill a higher level position without promotion, or is not the only unassigned regular qualified for a residual assignment. So when I look at Article 12.3 B11, it tells me about that unassigned regular. And again, I'm coming right out of our national agreement. If I go over to the CHEM asks a question, and now I am in our CHEM, and we're going to look at schedules of full-time employees. Because before we go any further, I neglected to state my position at the beginning of the podcast. And here's from all my years of postal experience, here's my understanding of that unassigned regular. An unassigned regular is a regular employee through being converted as an unassigned with no residual bids or no bid to go to, means that person is an unassigned. The only guarantee an unassigned regular has is a start time and end time and non-scared days. Because think about that. You've got a schedule, and that schedule is determined by the week you got converted. Wherever you work that week, that is your schedule. Unless you decide to bid out or the post office puts you in a residual vacancy. And there's a process for that. But that's the only way you can lose that unassigned regular status. Again, if you bid out or there's a residual vacancy, and after canvassing all the other unassigned regulars, you're that bottom unassigned regular, you will be placed in that residual vacancy. So when we talk about schedules, again, the schedule you work the week before. Now, when we say schedules, that does not mean the job you work. That does not mean the assignment you work. Your schedule is your start time, end time, lunch period, your non-sched days. That comprises, or that makes up, a schedule. So nowhere will you find that an unassigned regular has an assignment. Hence the name unassigned. Because if you gave that unassigned regular an assignment, now the unassigned regular has a bid. And we have to be very mindful of that, because I still maintain the manner in which the Postal Service nationwide created all these bids and got buy-in from different people that they could call them assignments and not bids, I still maintain that violates our national agreement. And there should be a large monetary compensation coming to every mail handler, as I understand it. But that's just me. So when we talk about that unassigned regular, the unassigned regular has no job. The unassigned regular comes to work every day, and every day that unassigned regular could be positioned or working in a different area, as long as the schedule isn't changed. But now here's the problem that we run into in the post office. Because of all the unassigned regulars that the post office has right now, because of the mass conversion, unassigned regulars are being treated like regular employees with bids. And I say there must be some type of a way to differentiate between the two categories of employees. And again, I want to say to the unassigned regulars, please understand the words that I'm saying, and they're not meant to harm anyone. But you see, we have to understand what actual compliance to our contract means. And think about this. If you are unassigned regular, and I'm asking you to think about something that may mean you have to give up a weekend bid, but just think about it, because you won't have to do that. You are unassigned regular. Because of this nonsense, and I say nonsense, that post office did with creating these bids and calling them assignments, now you're in them. Now you think that's your bid job. Every day you come to work, you go to the same place. I don't blame you. I understand why you think that's your bid job. And I would be of the impression or hopeful that at some point, somebody's going to bring a major lawsuit or major grievance against the post office for what they did here. And it should trickle down to a large compensation for all regular employees at the time when this nonsense was done. But back to that unassigned regular. If you come to work every day, do the same job every day, now you get into the routine of you have a bid. What separates you having a bid from the actual bidding process? I mean, you got to keep that in mind. And in this case, I need you to always think about the greater good. I know in a lot of cases, if you're on tour too, you got weekends off, I know that's going to sting a little bit. And again, we're just talking about it because no one can move you now. Hear me and hear me well. You are in that spot until you decide to leave through the bid process, or you come up the bottom unassigned regular and there's one residual vacancy, then you'll leave. But other than those two circumstances, you're going to be where you are with the schedule you have, with the non-sched days you have, until you pretty much decide to leave. Or again, that residual vacancy lands in your lap. And real quick, not any residual vacancy. If you're not the bottom unassigned regular, understand when management comes to you and tells you, hey, here's a residual vacancy we're going to place you in, you have a right to ask, am I the bottom? Because if you're not the bottom unassigned regular, you do not have to take that residual vacancy. I'm getting long-winded, and I'm going to stop now, but I'm going to stay on this unassigned regular Article 12 for about another day or so, because I think it's worth repeating. Unassigned regulars, again, it is my opinion, and I'm only speaking what I feel and what I know, that you don't have an assignment. You have a start time and an end time. Now, I understand that there are unassigned regulars filing grievances and winning for being moved out of a section, which they honestly don't have a right to. Somebody tell me that. How does that happen? Well, let me tell you what happens. When the post office now pays grievances for unassigned regulars being moved, not using seniority or not using anything else because they're not in that section, when they pay that grievance in any post office, please hold on to that, because that is going to be the documents that could possibly get a major grievance going. Because the post office told the union they're not making bids, they're making assignments, but now once they treat them like bid, and we have documentation that they're treating them like bids. Well, I guess you're going to have to go to your union. And maybe if you're in Columbus, Ohio, maybe they'll get the ball going and get a nationwide grievance going. But again, if I had any voice in that matter, Columbus, Ohio, you wouldn't have to go to me. I'm coming to you, because it's still wrong. But hey, listen. This is Kenny Hodge. We're going to talk about unassigned regulars, Article 12, a little bit more on Saturday morning. But for right now, just know I will be returning, and we're going to finish this conversation. Stay blessed, stay safe, and stay in your contract. Or as we say in Jersey or Ohio, let's get contract up.